Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
How's it going, bro?
This is it.
Well, my name is George for the audience, and my artist name is Shoku. I come from LA. I came down this weekend to play at the Slush Cup, right? That's what it's called.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shout out Slush Cup. They actually gave us some pretty cool merch here. But yeah, I'll show them real quick. Maybe edit this little transition out. But
oh, we don't edit nothing, dog.
All right, here we go. Shout out Slush Cup, man. And then shout out everybody here, man. Everyone's super nice. But yeah, I go by Shoku. I'm a DJ, producer from LA.
Sweet. So you've been here. How's the temperature been treating you?
Oh, man, it's been a little colder than usual, for sure. No, it's hella cold here, bro. It's very cold here.
Yeah.
But it's okay, man. It's crazy, though, because when you walk in anywhere, it's very toasty.
Right.
But outside, it's freezing. I don't know how you guys do it with shorts, short sleeves. I don't know. See me here? Long sleeved up, sweats, homeboy with shorts over there.
We're sweating and you're in the back. Like, I was like, I want to put these windows down so bad right now, but you would die if that cold air was hitting you.
Yeah, oh, that's very true. That's very true.
So this is your first time this far up north, obviously.
This is actually my first time in Canada as a whole.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so you've had some treats prior to. Mm-hmm. So how do you, you've eaten the food, we took you for poutine, you saw a ski hill, you've had some Canadian treats. What would you say about your experience so far?
Man, it's awesome. I'm a big foodie. So the poutine fries with pulled pork, awesome. 10 out of 10. All the snacks are awesome. One thing I did notice here is that everything tastes a lot healthier, a lot cleaner. People are great, environment's great. I had a really good time here. We still got some time, right? Are we gonna be doing something after?
Yeah, we're gonna go ride horses after this. So,
you ready for that?
Come to Fort McMurray. Yeah. We do some crazy stuff. Most of Fort McMurray doesn't know who you are or what your background is when it comes to music. Can you explain to the audience, like, because you've been doing this for a second, so let's hear about your musical background and where you've come from.
Yeah, man, so I've been born and raised in Los Angeles, California. I've been doing this since around 2011, actually. My first experience with what got me into music is my uncle. He actually was a music producer in the back of a garage. He had a big studio and I would always go. So that inspired me to start making beats, like little loops with my tablet, and you know, the rest is history. But yeah, I've been doing this for 2011. I've been doing this for more than 10 years.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah, it's lots of ups and downs. Majority EDM though. I've done some hip hop in my past. I do it every now and then, but right now I am, you know, I'm messing around with a lot of EDM, a lot of trap, bass music, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Bangers.
Bangers, man.
Bangers. And so in LA, like where you're from, there must be wild competition with other people trying to do the same thing with you, but also collaborate with you. So what is that pressure cooker like? What does that feel like when you're in it?
Yeah, so one thing I realize is a lot of people tend to just go with what everyone is doing. And that's what I was doing for a very long time, up until this year where I finally had something in my mind just kind of switch like a light, like, hey, just do you and figure out your own sound, because, you know, it's very oversaturated in this industry. So I first started blowing up with a lot of dubstep, which I'm grateful for, but recently I started switching up my style. So, you know, he knows. I recently went from that 150 heavy bass, you know, head banging stuff, to more of a trap hip hop inspired form of EDM.
Shout out Secret Menu.
Shout out Secret Menu. I also make house music too, but right now as the Shoku project, I'm doing a lot of like 100 BPM dance, EDM, twerk, trap. I'm trying to bring that back, and I've seen that not a lot of people are doing it right now, so I figured why not hop on my own train.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
So at what point in your life did you decide, or did you feel like this music thing is like what I'm going to do?
That's a good question. When I first started taking music seriously was in 2014.
Okay.
When I went to my very first festival ever, EDC Las Vegas. Shout out EDC Las Vegas. They changed my life. I saw one of my favorite artists of all time. He goes by Dioro, was born and raised in LA County also. So that's kind of what inspired me, like, oh damn, like he's doing it. I want to do something like that too, you know? Mm-hmm. I just rode the wave, man. I started getting recognition a little by little by some bigger artists than me. And then eventually in around 2021, 2022, that was when Subsidia came out, right, Bowen? Around 2021, 2022?
Yeah. Like just before the pandemic.
So 2022, I believe. I started getting recognition by a DJ, I don't know if they know, but he goes by Excision. And he's one of the biggest DJs worldwide in bass music. So for him to recognize a small artist like me, that was like very humbling and a super exciting experience for me. You know, he brought in a lot of artists like myself and Nasty here. And we actually just started going from there, you know? That's when the journey kind of actually started taking off.
Yeah.
After a while, it started becoming a little stale because everybody was doing that style of music, you know?
Yeah.
Heavy bass, you know, 140, 150 wonky stuff. And I started falling off a little bit as far as like my inspirations.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? What can I do that's a little bit different? This is when I started transitioning into what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me about 3 years to realize that, but it's been a fun ride. You know, I'm grateful for it all.
That's very cool. Now, you have a very special hat on to yourself.
Mm.
What does that hat and that team mean to you?
Yeah, and so I grew up being a baseball fan my whole life because of my dad and my family. And I was born and raised in LA, so gotta rep the Los Angeles Dodgers, man. That's my team, ride or die, no matter what. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan. I play baseball, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up playing baseball my whole life from, kinder up until some college.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've been balling out, man. Not anymore, but I was pretty nice.
Nice, that's dedication. When you're an athlete, you gotta like invest the time.
Yeah, 100%.
So, being an athlete and being a musician, both of them are very time consuming. And they're both like, you don't know where they're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you get that drive to show that dedication to like be focused on those two different type of like art forms?
Can we cut my hand out of this shit?
Oh no, they're gonna talk the whole time, bro.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool.
It's no all worries. Good. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, so I'm sorry.
No, you as far as how, where do you that? Find the dedication to like focus in on doing that stuff?
Yeah, so for me, for baseball, it was when I started. Well, first of all, my dad was investing in me as a player to do like travel baseball and like take these extra special courses, you know, to, you know, go out there, go above and beyond and become a better player.
Mm.
You know, that was really fun for me. I genuinely had fun doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Some people kind of go a certain route because their parents force them to do it.
Right.
But the thing is, I love doing it genuinely. So to do travel ball, to play high school, play at a college level.
Yeah.
It's just very exciting, the adrenaline.
Yeah.
And it's kind of similar to music. The adrenaline is kind of what keeps me going. Like, especially when people come up to me or like hit me up on Instagram or wherever.
Yeah.
And they tell me, hey man, like, your music's cool, you know, it inspired me. Mm-hmm. Now I want to do that, you know what I mean? Because I was that kid once.
Right.
You know, like, that's like the coolest feeling ever when they, like,
who'd you play
acknowledge.
For?
Huh?
Who'd you play for?
Who'd I play
was
for?
Your college?
I played at ELAC, East LA College.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but that was very short-lived because I ended up moving because of family and stuff like that. But I played majority. High school was kind of like my peak. Like, I played varsity.
What position?
Oh, dude, I was pretty utility.
Yeah.
I played second base. I played all outfield. pitcher, sometimes third base, but a lot of that, yeah.
Dope.
Do you play?
Yeah, I played first base and then back up left field.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I love ball, bro. I should have brought a glove or something, man. We could have played some catch.
Yeah, I was not as competitive as you. I hyperextended my knee when I was 12 years old, and that...
sucks, dude.
That kind of ended baseball for me, but
yeah.
I love the sports still, so.
Yeah. No, I love it, too.
You got a bat in the corner there.
Yeah. You got to make sure you're ready to play a game at any time, right?
Yeah, dude.
That's exactly it. So, from a Canadian perspective, LA has always been this place, especially for me. I love rap music. So, when you're in LA and that, crap. Well, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
All right.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Yeah.
Have fun.
So I just shout my music out and stuff like that?
You can shout out anything. We've got cars, moms, whatever.
Couches.
Couches. Yeah, couches bro. Got shouted out this morning, yeah.
You're casting couches right here?
Yeah.
No, I want to shout out Canada. I want to shout out Fort Mac. I want to shout out everybody here. You know, everybody's been awesome. Canada's awesome. Everyone's amazing. Food's amazing. I had a great time. But yeah, man, I go by Shoku again. Thank you guys so much for having me. You'll find me on SoundCloud at Shoku. Instagram, I am Shoku.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.